getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, this is Dean Curry. I'm the pastor of Life Center Church, and many of you may know me through Hope 253, an annual evangelistic event that dominates the climate in the 253 area code. Today, I want to share with you an idea about living forever. It's one of the topics that people wonder most about. What happens after you die? Is there life after death? In the book of Job, there's an interesting interaction. If you remember Job, he's the quintessential sufferer. Just a few chapters, 42 chapters, and very brief story about an interaction that God had with the enemy. And in chapter 1, we see Job as through God's eyes, where God says, Job is the finest. And the devil says, take everything away from him and he won't have the affection for you that he does. So this sets off a series of challenges. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but most of us at one point or another feel a little bit like Job. We have a little connection, an emotional connection to Job. But what I want to read to you is the end of the story, because at the beginning, he loses everything, and then God at the end promises to give it all back double. And it says, so the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning, for now he had 14,000 sheep. Before, he'd only had 7,000. So that's double, right? 7 plus 7 is 14. He had 6,000 camels. That's double what he had in chapter 1, because before he had 3 plus 3 equals 6, 6,000 camels. And it goes on, 1,000 teams of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. And then it says, he also gave Job 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. Now, this is where I'm going to stop, because that's a problematic verse, because that's not double what he had before. What he had before was 7 sons and 3 daughters. So following the formula that was being laid out in that chapter, he should have had 14 more, not 7 more. He should have had 6 more daughters, not 3 more. But there's a lesson here, and this ought to be a blessing to everyone who's ever lost a child, every mother who's ever had a miscarriage, or anyone here who's paid for an abortion. The message is, he did give him double. He had 7 before, and they're still alive. They're alive in heaven. And now he gets 7 on top of that to make 14. He had 3 daughters, and he gets 3 more to make it 6. God not only kept the promise, there's power in that promise, but the nugget, the real ponderable in this story, for anybody who wonders about what happens after we die, is that these people are still considered alive. That's what's implied here. It's not stated, because it's not the point. The point is double. But when we see this numerical oddity, it reveals a deep truth that everyone who can hear my voice right now will live forever. My friend and mentor, the man who was responsible for me finding Jesus, said, there was a moment that you didn't exist, but now there'll never be a moment that you won't. There was a moment back before you were born that you didn't exist, but from here on out, there'll never be a moment that you won't. You are an eternal soul. Everybody you meet, every Muslim you meet, every Buddhist you meet, they all have a soul. Every atheist, every agnostic, not wanting to have a soul doesn't make you not have a soul. You still have one. So every atheist and agnostic will live forever. And if you're listening to these words, you have like a spark of life in you that you can share with other people about this eternity thing. Now, Jesus had something to say about eternity. He said that eternity was so important that if your hand would keep you from going to heaven, you should lose your hand. If your eye would keep you, you should lose your eye. He wanted them to get how the urgency of it. May each person here today get the urgency that your life is going to go on forever. Live it with Jesus now so that you can live in joy forever. blessings to you. Thank you for being a part of my talk this morning, and look forward to seeing you at Life Center sometime if you're ever in Tacoma.
You've been listening to Pastor Dean Curry of Life Center Church in Tacoma. For more details about the church, visit them online at lifecentertacoma.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.